Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the radio. Let me do that one more time. Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Brian Azzano, the general manager at Stealth Acoustics. Really appreciate you joining me this evening.
Thanks so much, Gary. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So what can you tell me about Stealth Acoustics and ISE 2019?
Well, first I'll say that ISE in general is one of the most exciting trade shows to be at. And Stealth's been participating for about 10 years now. And new for this year with Stealth is a rollout of our new flagship model, Invisible Speaker. For those that don't know, Stealth Acoustics is one of the leading manufacturers of this Invisible Speaker category currently. And we offer about 8 different models of full-range speakers and 2 different subwoofers that are absolutely 100% invisible upon installation.
So when you say invisible, are we just talking about something that looks like a ceiling tile, or are we talking about something else?
These are 100% invisible. These type of speakers finish directly into the sheetrock or gypsum walls or ceilings. The seams between the flat front speakers and the rest of the gypsum are taped and mudded and plastered, just like any other seam in the room. And once it's sanded smooth and finished, they can be painted over, wallpapered over, even veneer treatments over these speakers.
That is amazing. So as a layman here, does that not impact the sound quality at all?
Well, the category in general sometimes has a bit of a stigma about it because that is a common perception. But Stealth Acoustics has worked extremely hard advancing our patented technology over the years to be able to reproduce sound in such a way that there is virtually no differentiation between a traditional speaker or an invisible speaker in our case.
That is phenomenal. Recently, we did a survey at my university for professors and what they were looking for in the perfect classroom. And one of the things that actually popped up unprompted several times was they wanted invisible technology. They wanted a nice, clean looking room where there was technology in there, but they didn't want to have to futz with it. They just wanted it to be in there. Mm-hmm. So these type of speakers sound like a perfect match for that type of mentality that we're seeing.
You bring up a fantastic point, Gary. In reality, this category was really intended to bring aesthetic perfection to clean living spaces, you know, modern living rooms, places where technology did not really want to be the primary focal point in a space, but rather the artwork or the decor or the furniture. And secondarily, though, we found that over the years that there are many other alternate applications for these speakers. And the point that you bring up about classroom and education facilities needing clean spaces as well is a good example. We've had dealers that have taken a very creative approach in the commercial integration world and taken these speakers and finished them into whiteboards, for instance, so that an educator can be literally writing over the top of the speaker, more or less, because the speaker's finished and then overlaid with whiteboard material in that case. Another great fit for this speaker is clean rooms or operating rooms, places that need to be sanitized and sterilized.
Absolutely.
Because this speaker has, we use a flat radiating diaphragm technology. So that means that the front of the speaker just looks like a flat white surface. And then, you know, of course, it's finished into the wall or the ceiling. But what that means is that that operating room can be sterilized just 100%, just with no grills in the walls, nothing to collect dirt or bacteria, and the same when it comes to clean rooms. So these are all good applications and not always necessary secondary applications, but mm-hmm. great applications for this type of product too.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach. As someone who grew up in the 80s and your status symbol was how big was your boombox that you carried on your shoulder, the concept of invisible speakers sounds foreign, but also kind of exciting too, because, my tastes have changed through the years and so have other people. They like these nice, clean spaces. They like the nice, smooth lines, and they don't want the disruption of having these other pieces of furniture sometimes, depending on the size. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. So I know you're not the only one addressing this kind of thing in the market. What sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, we took a really unique approach to the design and concept of our invisible speaker. This took place back in the early 2000s as we were trying different techniques and different methods to be able to reproduce accurate and quality sound. And one thing that we found is that transducer drivers, which are often found in just about any invisible speaker out there, really only get half the job done. We've found a way to also acoustically couple a traditional cone woofer into each one of our speakers. And this really sets us apart because it really opens that speaker up, allows it to have a substantial amount of impact, low frequency extension. It really sounds like a real speaker.
That's phenomenal. So if people are listening to the podcast and want to find out more about this and they don't have the luxury of walking down to the showroom floor like I can, how would they find out about your product?
Well, you can find us on social media or always visit our website. It's stealthacoustics.com.
Fantastic. Well, Brian, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to talk to me, and I will see you down on the trade show floor.
Fantastic, Gary. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.